Welcome to Guys Plus, a podcast about guys, I'm Brian, and Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi. I'm here, as I always am. Have I been here for every Guys Plus?
I would think so. I don't think I'd like to do that with anybody else.
Yeah.
Usually if I have somebody else, it's a different show. You know what I mean? Guys Plus is me and you, and that's it.
That's it. This is our thing. This is kind of our... This is our baby.
Yes, this is our baby. Yes. So I found something kind of Christmassy that didn't make it onto the Christmas Guys episode, which will come out on the 19th of December. So I thought maybe we'd look into this because it is the last show we did. Kelly Kay, our new guy, did happen to do a YouTube video, Chris. So I thought we'd look into Kelly Kay.
Kelly Kay is he's a youth pastor.
He worked for Wang Chung for a period of time.
He's the one who, if you want to get in with Wang Chung, if you want to see them backstage, if you want to have a threesome with them, he's the guy who's going to be able to make that happen.
And you better love the Lord in order to get in. You know what I mean?
Because if you want to get double teamed by Wang Chung, you better respect and love the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes,
which is a fair trade, actually. So Kelly Kay is one of the hippest guys I've ever seen. He's wearing his hat to the side. He's got a shirt that says MRCY, which is Mercy, not Marcy. And here we go.
So as I'm sitting here working in my office today, just quietly singing the 12 Days of Christmas song to myself, as we do, I started to think.
Oh, so if you're not watching, which you're not, because this is audio only, he moved into that was like a quick cut. He's like, as you do, like really, his face was really close to the camera. So he's trying to do the like YouTuber kind of thing. Is there, I'm hearing a background noise though.
From right now?
No, only when you play the video. It seems to. I think it's something happening at your house. It just seems to happen whenever you press play on the video.
No. Oh, do you mean the mouse noise?
No, I just mean when you press play, I suddenly hear a really loud background noise coming from somewhere. Press play.
Dang, son, that's a lot of gifts. I also thought true love. What is true love? Is that a guy? Is it a girl? In our politically correct day and age, I think it is very important that we define who our true love is.
Wait, what? And the noise is gone. I think he put some sort of he got rid of the background noise. It was there. But you can also hear it like on his audio that he's done something to it. But what is he talking about, Brian?
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh,
true love. My true love gave to me. We got to define that. It's a man, a woman, you know. Who knows these days with people?
But why? I don't understand. It would be specific to the person who's singing it.
Well, not, but you got to define it, unfortunately, in this today's politically correct environment.
But I don't think you even do. Even the real crazy people don't say that. What's he talking about?
I don't know. Let's check him out.
All that aside, I'm just saying, look, if somebody gave me a partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves, three French hens, four calling birds, five golden rings, six geese a-laying, seven swans a-swimming, eight maids a-milking, nine ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and 12 drummers drumming, I would be furious.
Oh, man, this is good. This is good. I never heard this take on the 12 Days of Christmas.
Why would you be furious? 12 gold or five golden rings?
I would love five golden rings. I'd do anything for that. I'd sell them. Five challenge coins. That would be nice.
No, but like, I don't. This sounds like a really good haul.
It doesn't sound bad. You're exactly right about that. It seems like something that would be a nice.
And let's be honest. Giving it. Let's be honest with you, with ourselves here. This is an old song. So yeah, some of the presents are outdated because the song was written when things were different, when the wares in our world were different.
When maids of milking was like a good gift to give somebody.
I would be furious because now I've got 23 birds, Six are pregnant, so who knows how many really. What? 50 people in total, all dancing, jumping, and playing instruments in my house, and one dumb old tree.
Brian, stop it. Brian. Okay. Like there's not very much. Funny? How much is left on this video?
Oh, there's only 4 minutes left.
Holy. So is he going to... Oh, this is... The whole video is him talking about the 12 days of Christmas?
Yeah, this is a price breakdown. Actually,
five rings. That's pretty cool. Bling bling. I mean, come on. This is a little ridiculous, right? Right? Am I right? Am I right? Come on. But here's what I want to know: how much did this cost, my true love?
Oh my God! Somebody's finally doing it.
Can you now? Can you take a screenshot of the look? He's looking into the camera, smiling in the worst way. He's got his little stud underneath his. Like in his little soul patch spot, and the look he's given right now, I think is a perfect image for the Kelly K just staring at you as if to say, "Yeah, you're about to laugh."
Yeah, I mean, here we go.
Let's find out. First, we have a partridge in a pear tree. A partridge is essentially a chicken. I looked it up. That one's easy. I can get one $3.99. A pear tree, on average, 5 foot tall, runs $77.99. Now, two turtle doves.
$77.99 for that pear
tree. Okay, so we're up at $80. How much is a turtle doves?
I found those bad boys, $150 apiece. Three French hens, easy, $9 apiece. Four calling birds. Now, is this four birds that can call? Four calling birds. What? I found all four online together in a package, $599.96. Now,
wait a second.
Gold ring.
Why didn't he do his joke? Do you know what I mean? Where he's like, is this birds who can call? And then he just stopped that riff.
It's a good point. He didn't. He did just kind of, he probably said something less funny. His wife was like, hey, man, you know.
Assuming we're going as cheap as possible here, I found them for $98.99 a piece. That's a good deal.
Ugh. Oh. Okay, this might be a better screenshot. Oh my God, man.
He is doing the oh my God.
Can you back it up and can we listen to that again? That one's worth a second listen.
I gotta see him do the face move. Hold on. I just saved.
Remember, you can go back with 10 seconds back.
Together in a package, $599.96. Now, five gold rings. Assuming we're going as cheap as possible here, I found them for $98.99 a piece. That's a good deal. Six geese a-laying, that was easy to find.
That's a good deal. His head back and forth when he said that line. He did like a head shake back and forth, like a sassy head shake right into the camera. God, this guy is very annoying.
Yeah, oh yeah.
$25 a piece, $150, boom. Seven swans of swimming, however, that's not cheap. $600 a piece. Now, here's where we start to get interesting. Eight maids.
Oh, good. Okay, hang on. Finally, yeah, good, good. Yeah, this is actually good because this has been very uninteresting, but he recognizes that. So now he said, now it's time to fucking get what's known as interesting.
A milking. If we're going just by minimum wage and I say it takes an hour to milk, that comes out to $58. That's assuming I already own these cows. And here we go. Nine.
Okay, late. That last face was one of the worst ones yet. I got to go back. I got to see that again.
Going just by minimum wage and I say it takes an hour to milk, that comes out to $58. That's assuming I already own these cows.
And here we go. The amount that he is like mugging for the camera and like trying to be a character, like he's just like trying so hard to be a quirky character, and he's not, you know what I mean? Like he's not any of this.
No, absolutely not. No.
Got nine ladies dancing. Okay, we may disagree here, but I assume that means... we're probably assuming the same thing. So I went to Craigslist and I found a professional dancer as the ad read. And she's only...
What are we not, doing there? What are we actually doing?
This is, he might be getting a bit too cool here.
Did you call her?
He might be getting a bit too cool here, though. Do you know what I mean? You know, he's like trying to be the cool pastor, and he might be leaning too far on the cool here and not enough on the pastor. I don't think you can be talking about calling up strippers.
I also would say that, like, most of these really square Christian guys probably actually weren't thinking that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, like a lot of the people he's dealing with are like, okay, oh no, I was not, there are women who dance nude for money. Like they didn't even know that existed. A lot of these guys.
$80 an hour. So let's assume I can get 8 other girls for the exact same price. That gives us $720 for 1 hour. 10 lords of leaping. This one was a little more difficult because the only Lord I know of is our Lord Jesus Christ and he's free. So for.
Oh. Now, this one was a little more difficult because this is a stupid idea altogether, and a lot of these things you can't really quantify.
And the Lord is free!
Free!
Can we get them?
Can we hear that one more time? Zero. Let's hear that one more time. Kelly K, I hate you.
Same price. That gives us $720 for 1 hour. 10 lords of leaping. This one was a little more difficult because the only Lord I know of is our Lord Jesus Christ and he's free. So
the cut, it cut off in the middle of him saying free.
I wonder how long he said free. I wonder how long he let that like stretch out, you know?
But for our purpose here, I went with Lord L-O-R-D-E. You know, the one who sings the songs Royals.
That's cheating. I mean, first of all, Lord is going to be way more expensive than the Lord.
And It's just a silly thing that you would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Lord, oh, what do you mean, Lord? Like, the singer, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like something something worth putting in a video.
I think that he probably is able to find out how much Lord costs, though, because of his past life.
Oh yes, he could just simply call Wang or Chung, either one of them, and just ask them, hey Wang, do you know how much it would cost to have Lord? And he'd say, let me ask Chung, you know.
Found that she's with the Windish agency. I called them up and explained what I was doing and asked how much she would charge. They so hung on, up hang on me.
Yeah,
I would have hung up on him too.
And they thought you were doing like, it seems bizarre. Like it doesn't, it's like, it seems like you have ulterior motives or something. Do you know what I mean? Like it doesn't seem like that could be the real reason why you're calling, because it seems way too stupid to be real.
It also is sort of creepy a little bit. Like, yes. Hey, what can I get for this person to perform for me alone? You know,
yeah, it's sort of the thing, as the sort of thing someone would say before the next phone call, which is like, now, if I came to the house and just knocked on the door, would the police show up or would I be able to talk to her?
It's such a
rude, but I did used to work in the music industry, so I do.
Really? I hadn't known.
That is, have you watched this video before?
I have not watched this. I watched the beginning of it.
You didn't know he was gonna actually make reference to his Wang Chung days.
No, I had no fucking idea. I watched like the first couple minutes and was like, okay, this is worth checking out.
Yeah. Yeah, this is incredible that he actually, I hope he name checks him.
You know a bit about these prices. Let's assume Lord would come to my house and do a private show while jumping, leaping. I'm thinking that's around $35,000.
Based on what?
Something he called the music industry.
But like,
what would you call the music industry? Well, and I know a little bit.
But when you work with Wang Chung on like a tour after they were not even that famous anymore.
Club tour.
Yeah, I mean, Lord isn't huge or anything, but I think it's more her time than Wang Chung's, and I think it would probably be a little bit different. And like a price, like what he's just throwing a number out there.
It's,
now
it's 9 lords of leaping, so this doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah,
unless he's gonna multiply it by 9. So let's see.
She's nice about it. But we want 10 shows. $350,000. Whoa.
Okay, but that it's pointless.
That's you just not, made it up. You just made it. I love how he's just like, that would cost us. Whoa. It's like, well, no, you're just making it all up. You can't act like you're like shocked by it. You made it. You're the one who made it up.
11 Pipers Piping. For that one, I went to bagpipeplayer.com and I found out exactly how much it would cost to rent me one bagpipe player. One piper, one special service, $250. Times 11. Which finally brings us to our 12 drummers drumming. I found us a great...
He knows a guy in the music industry. Oh. He found the drummer from Wang Chung.
I contacted the drummer from Wang Chung, of course. That would be awesome if he said that.
If he said Wang Chung in this video...
If he mentions Wang Chung, I will actually lose my mind.
I know.
Great studio drummer in Nashville. Oh, he's only $150 for 3 hours. So let's go with that. 12 drummers drumming for 3 hours would cost me my sanity, but also $1,800. Brings us to a grand total our true love of $361,181.89.
That face was something.
But like, that. Okay.
Yeah.
$1,181.89.
Okay. I missed it. Okay.
It's hard to catch.
$1,181.89.
Shit.
Oh, it's so hard to get. You have to slow-mo it. You have to slow-mo it. No,
We will just keep going.
Okay.
Are you kidding me, man? Insane.
Bro, that's insane.
Bro, this is not a real thing.
And you're getting the gifts, by the way. You're not paying for them. Your true love is.
You're acting like this is a real thing.
It's a song. This is a bit they do on the radio every fucking year. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard it.
Yeah.
But on FM radio and local news, they're like, we added up how much it would cost for the 12 days of Christmas. And this year it is. And then they tell you.
Yeah.
But they don't cheat and like change Lords to Lord. The singer, like, he didn't do it right anyway. He fucked it up because Lords is guys, you have to hire guys in England, you know what I mean, that are like, yeah, Lords. That's what,
yeah, there's plenty of them. There's like, you know, like Lord Higginbottom or whatever, there's like a million of them over there. You don't even have to even be that good to be a Lord.
You can hire 9 of those and have them leap. And that's it. But anyway, he's not following the rules of his own bit. And he's just doing like the hackiest possible thing you can do for Christmas. Well, like just sitting in his fucking office. Like, what if I added up?
Like, he did not even bother to turn his camera around. Although I will say, maybe he's going for the youth. And a lot of times they do the upright camera now because it's going to be watched on an iPhone.
True.
So a lot of the times they do that.
He is very youthful too, this guy.
True love can afford to buy all these animals and employees and entertainers. Why couldn't they have just bought me something amazing, like a boat or a house or a houseboat?
He's so proud of himself. When a guy says something like that and he's like really proud of themselves, and I'm like, you know, I do a podcast that people get lots of laughs out of, and I've never been proud of myself one time in my entire life.
You've never been proud of yourself ever?
Not really. I'm not a guy that gets proud of himself. I'm a guy that, you know, hates himself.
But you don't like feel any like sense of pride at like anything that you've ever done?
I think
you have to feel some sense of pride in the fact that you have raised a daughter that seems to be, you know, wonderful.
But I didn't do much to do that. That's the thing. Like where it's like, oh, you should be proud of your daughter. I'm proud that my daughter is good, but, you know, she had to also choose to.
You're saying you're proud of her, not proud of the way you raised her.
I didn't do anything. I was the most laid back parent you could ever have. You know, obviously,
I think you should take some pride in the fact that you were like a person who was like lived this wild life that, by all accounts, seemingly was probably going to you know, do a lot of bad and ended up doing quite a bit of good and making a lot of people happy and having a great family. I mean, that's something to be proud of, I think.
I appreciate you saying it. I'm just saying that I have never felt the pride in myself that this guy feels. I think the best way to describe the type of person I am is like, I always feel like I'll be proud of the next thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when it happens, anytime it happens, I'm like, well, yeah, but you know, I don't know where I've always said this. And I think there's a lot of guys like me out there that kind of do this is I don't know where the top is. Like, but it's like, you're always trying to achieve the next thing.
Yeah.
That's why I was so fucking good at college when I went. Cause it was just like, I'm trying to have the best paper in the class. I'm trying to do the next thing. When I graduated, I was like, oh, well, now that's over. I got to find a new thing. So
Yeah. I understand. It is hard when you're doing creative stuff as well. It doesn't make it easier because when you're doing creative stuff, it's sort of good to be doing that, you know, to be trying to like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think we do good work. That's the thing about like with guys and Guys Plus and even Street Fight. I think we're doing good work. I just don't. I'm like a guy that, first of all, I don't want to think of this show as important. It kind of got away with me, got away from me in the other show. You know what I mean? Where it was like so many people are telling you this thing's important that you start to feel pressure to do something that's important. With this show, at least, I don't feel that pressure to, you know.
When people say it's important, I guess maybe if things become important to you, do you know what I mean? Like things that just like make you feel sane or whatever, or like make you feel like there's like-minded people or able to make you laugh or bring you calm, become very important to you. But yeah, it does become a bit of pressure if they're like, yeah, this show is so important, and you feel like, oh, I'm gonna let this person down if I don't do this.
You know? Now it feels like, you know, I can wrap my mind around like being funny every week. That's not a big deal, like for me, and like it's not gonna get away from me where people presume I'm like sort of talking for the working class or something, which was very like jarring and kind of not fun, you know. But now it's like, you know, I guess if I had to say I in my life there was a period of time where I quit my job and we were broke for a very long time, and my wife went to work every week, but we didn't have any fucking money because I wasn't making any money, and you know, she doesn't make a ton of money, and all I could think that time was like, I have to make this right. And now I, you know, over the past year, I've made it right in my opinion now, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully she gets to take her foot off. Well, she can take her foot off the gas now, and she gets to take her foot off the gas because, you know, I'm bringing in money, I guess. That's
from all you nice people, by the way.
Yeah,
the people who are listening, and thank you so much. And I will say, that does make sense that you were kind of the voice of the working class people for a while, because I remember there was some stuff online about how all working class people wake up in the middle of the night and eat 6 caramellos king size, and I was like, that can't possibly be true for all working class people, but now I know where that comes from, so that makes sense.
Yes.
So many things I would love to have besides all these people and animals in my house dancing, screaming, causing a mess, none of which are listed in this stupid song.
What?
And no, yes, I know there are websites that you can go to that will just tell you exactly how much all that costs.
Like, why are you doing this?
Oh, he's about to tell you.
But you can't trust the internet. The internet also told me that my great-great-great uncle's brother's cousin's mother's father's brother's second half-sister's best friend is a prince in Ethiopia, and he's sending me $5 million for my ministry.
Okay, wait a second. Just out of curiosity, where did you find the information?
Well, he did cite his sources. I will say that. You got to give him credit.
They were online.
And and also he's like, so listen, I know this joke's been told 5 million times.
I know this is an overdone joke, and you can actually Google it and find entire websites dedicated to doing this joke year round. But the reason why I did it was, ta-da!
I've been on that check for 3 years. All that to say, if you want to get me, Kelly K, something for Christmas this year, don't get it off that stupid list. just donate to Kelly K Ministries. Oh. That would be so much better. Amen. I guess I better get back to work. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
All right.
So, he turned his brim to the camera, and it was like a skull wearing a Santa hat. It was very, very badass. Very, very. So that was, in the end, it, believe it or not, he was looking for donations for his ministry. What do you know? That's how you can tell it's not a fucking church video if they're not asking for donations. Baby.
We're going audio heavy this week. I think we're going to do gut shot next for the week before Christmas or week of Christmas, so we don't have to prep anything. Next week's a busy week. So let me bring this up. Ta-da! Andy.
Oh, Nipple Man.
Nipples. I see him right there. There's the
nippies. Yeah. His shirt is like, his shirt says, it's a white shirt that says Elliot on it. It just says the name Elliot, so with two T's and two L's, and it's just, his shirt doesn't fit because his body's like not a normal body the way it's supposed to be. So it's like the shirt is so ill-fitting. It has so many weird lines on it where it's like being yanked towards his massive biceps, or like
a small size, or that shirt's just,
yeah, shirts won't fit him. Shirts won't fit him because it'll be too wide. His stomach and stuff is really thin, you know?
Yeah, yeah. He looks very strange. But let's hear what he's got to say.
In this video, I want to talk to you about my take on substances like weed, drugs, porn, and alcohol.
Okay. Porn, I've heard of all substances. I've heard of, yeah, porn's not exactly a substance, but okay.
I mean, a substance shows up at the end, you know, or when you're done with it, but it's not a substance.
You're talking cum.
Okay. Now listen to me. The reason why I'm going to share this stuff with you guys is because I want you guys to go to another level. So if I always talk sales, always talk business, always talk money, and I don't talk about this stuff, you may never get that stuff because of some of these vices. So check this video out. It's going to help you out a lot.
Wake up, no sunlight.
Okay, so he's a lion.
This is an intro.
This is the Elliot group.
The Elliot group. Okay, so this is his. Oh, his name is his name is Andy Elliott.
It is, yes.
So his shirt just says his name, Bubba Style, on it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's all he wears.
All right, guys, Andy Elliott. In this video, I want to talk to you about porn. When have I ever talked to you about porn? Never. But now we're getting to the point. Now we're
I like the way he said never.
Never.
When have I ever talked to you about porn? Never.
And over 500,000 salespeople, we get 150 million views every 28 days on social media. I think I need...
That's one of the weirdest metric. Every 28 days. Why do you pick 28 days?
I don't know.
To start talking to you guys a little bit. I'm not trying to become this space of this person, but about some things that are some core values that I live by, okay, so I can share it with you. Okay. That's it. All right. So if you look up to me, you know, if I mentor you, if you like what I have to say, I want you to hear me out on this. Okay.
How can you be a guy that goes and says, if you look up to me? Like, I would never be able to seriously say, like, I am a man that people look up to. I guess that's why I'm not a one percenter. So,
I mean, yeah, you have to have a lot of self-confidence. You have to be borderline cocky and arrogant to actually say out loud, hey, to all those who look up to me.
Yeah, yeah. To all those of my sons out there that I don't know.
So number one, how I think about weed and substances and stuff like that, things that are drugs that literally like dilute the way you think. I'll include alcohol into that as well.
Thank you.
Okay. I need you to understand this. I never want to lose my state. I always want to be in control. Now, I'm not telling you that you don't have a group of buddies. Okay. A group of friends that you trust, that you can find a safe place. Notice safe.
These guys want a safe space.
Wait, you're literally saying you need to be in a safe place when you're drinking? Why? What's wrong with you?
You go out and you get in a car, you drink, you go out and get into a fight, you go to a bar, you hit some guy, he hits on your girl, slaps her on the ass, you knock him out, he dies. Dude, you're in prison now.
Okay, so wait, someone died? How is someone dead? I just tuned out for a second. Is there someone's dead now and I'm in jail?
Chris, you go out to a bar, you're drinking.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
Grabs Ariel's ass, you punch him to death, and now you're in jail.
Yeah, I've been out a lot. I've been out a lot with her. It never happened.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had it happen, but if it did happen, I would definitely punch the guy to death.
Oh, he's dead. He's dead. He's one punch dead for sure. No doubt about it.
I'm going to fucking wallop him right in the head.
That fast, your life's over. So when it comes to drinking, I would say, you know, 2 times a year, 3 times a year, you find a group of people that you love, that you trust, that you can go to a safe place. If you want to have a drink with them, that's all on you. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a second.
2-3 times a year.
You only get to drink 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And you have to
place with your buddies.
But what if one of these buddies you think is safe and he turns out to be the kind of guy who's going to end up grabbing on your girl's ass and you have to punch him to death at the party?
That's a good point. You never know. You never know.
I would say the best bet is to drink alone in a dark room.
That's good. And once a year, maybe. Twice a year is too much.
Once a year, you get yourself 1.5 liters of fucking grain alcohol, and you sit in a folding chair in the middle of an empty dark room, and you drink the entire thing until you're sick. That is the only responsible way to drink.
Yes, 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 for sure. Right, here we go. Let's see.
Saying that's completely up to you, but I would tell you, if you're going to do it that way. Because people that do it the other way, they always tend to get into trouble, and trouble will always find you when you're out drinking. And if you don't know what I'm saying, I mean, you'll know one day and you'll be like, damn, I should have listened to you. Okay, drugs.
Okay.
I love this. If you don't know what I'm saying, you punch a guy to death, you're going to really wish you didn't punch that guy to death.
Well, yeah. Like, I could just see myself, like, I'm sitting there in handcuffs, guy laying beside me dead from a punch to the head, and I'm just saying, God, now I see what he was saying.
I wish I would have listened to the guy with the nipples.
Now I remember what Nipple Elliot was saying.
I don't like to alter my state. I see a lot of guys that, you know, they do drugs. They say, man, I want to go home, and after a long day, I want to smoke weed and relax. Why would you want to wind down, dude?
Chris.
Why would you want to wind down?
Here.
Home, and after a long day, I want to smoke weed and relax. Why would you want to wind down, dude? Your goal is to keep your edge. Stay sharp. Stay strong. You don't want to wind down.
No, it isn't.
If you go home.
I just so want to say that's not my goal. Him and I have different goals. I do not want to say stay strong and keep my edge. I'm not interested in that. I love winding down.
Yeah. Winding down is like my favorite part of the day. Really?
The only thing I like more than winding down is fucking winding Brian up, if you know what I'm saying.
That's true.
Home at night, and you're wanting to be a savage, and you go smoke weed. And instead of studying, staying fired up, letting your mind race, and being like, dude, I'm going to keep growing my business. Dude, you're smoking weed, and you're giving it all back, and you're getting stupider. And also,
number one, this guy has apparently never smoked weed because nothing makes my mind race like weed.
Well, it depends if you're smoking that indica, that sativa. But listen, it seems to me like this guy has a bit of a business mindset.
And that he's never really smoked. I don't think he's ever smoked weed.
But if you're not like a business guy who's like always thinking about making a bunch of money, then I don't think any of this advice is good for you. Because it's like, who you want to come home from work and then just be go savage mode fucking figuring out how to build your business until you go to sleep?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, you honestly shouldn't probably go to sleep. That's
well, the only reason I go to sleep is because it's the only place I'm allowed to be nude.
Also, dude, you're not going to wake up the next morning and go smash the gym either because your body's asleep and you're freaking putting crap in you, dude. That's true.
If you like smoke a bunch of weed and you'll wake up in the morning and you'll be like all tired and shit and you won't do stuff early in the morning. That is actual good advice. That is practical advice that can help. If you're looking to do stuff in the morning, go to the gym or whatever. You want to lay off the stuff the night before.
You go home at night and you're like, dude, it's been a long day. I'm going to go have a drink. I need to go home and have a beer. Number one, dude, it's disrespectful if you have a family at home that's been waiting on you all day long because you've been working to go home. And now you're saying I'm with them. I'm supposed to bring special energy to them. And I'm going home and having a drink because they're worthless to me.
Okay. I don't know that they're going to.
I think
I don't know that they're going to take it that way necessarily.
No, a lot of times people don't immediately think that you got drunk the night before because the people that you're around are worthless.
Yeah, I think you might be projecting a little bit there, Nipple Man.
You're a fucking car salesman, dude.
Yeah, you sell.
You can drink.
dude, you should go home and have a blast with them and not be drinking. Secondly, if it is just you and you go home and you're winding down to have a drink, why would you want to wind down? Wind up. Is your bank account?
Chris, why would you want to wind down? Wind up. He's about to say something funny, I think.
Home and you're winding down to have a drink. Why would you want to wind down? Wind up. Is your bank account where you want it? Wind up, dude. Turn the training on. Train. Get better. Did Kobe Bryant go home and have a drink?
Well, why did you use him?
Yeah, he's like a guy I wouldn't choose.
I wouldn't choose him. Listen, he was one of the greats, but he's sort of synonymous with a terrible, tragic death.
Yes. 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 But he picked him instead of LeBron James or Michael Jordan.
You could even go a different sport. Even yeah,
Mickey Mantle. Is that a good baseball?
Yeah, I mean, but if you're gonna go maybe more, modern day, Aaron Judge, maybe Ohtani.
Judge is me.
Ohtani, maybe you might say.
He's on the Blue Jays.
Maybe you might. Yeah, that's a mistake you made. You might also. He might be there. You might go Ronaldo, Messi. Still,
Oh, I don't like getting messy. This guy's trying to tell you not to get messy.
All right.
I'm telling jokes about all their names. You like it?
Yeah.
Messy. Oh, that's messy.
And wind down? Or did he wind up? All right, put it on the calendar.
Yeah, I forgot he does a commercial in the middle for like his thing, but we'll move forward.
Wait, this is a commercial.
Yeah.
Everything. What do you mean? He puts a commercial in the middle of his commercial?
Yeah, which is bullshit. I have YouTube Premium,
Yeah, me too, yeah.
And you want to change your life. See you on the call. Dude,
he kind of looks like The Rock. If The Rock had an odd body type and was a white guy.
Yeah. Can I also say that in the other one, he looked skinnier. He seems to have been working out more and or possibly doing something else. Yeah. To get more muscular. I don't want it to judge.
Maybe doing steroids and getting a pump in before he does this video about.
Well, he seems like the kind of guy who might not have a problem taking steroids.
No, yeah.
If you're like, Andy, but you don't understand how these anxieties, the stress.
What do you have?
Sorry? Can you back that up?
Yeah, I'm going to back that up. I don't know what he said.
See you on the call. Dude, if you're like, Andy, but you don't understand how these anxieties, the stress.
This anxiety?
I have this anxiety.
Buddy, you got to retake this. You're like trying to get everyone pumped up and act like you're like totally together and you got everything going. You got to get your words right.
You can't say you've got anxiety.
I can't say you have anxiety.
I got to hear it again because it's great. It's the worst. It's worse than one of mine.
Yep.
See you on the call. Dude.
Although I have one coming up on the Christmas
episode. Oh, I mean, you got a couple of them coming up.
You're like, Andy, but you don't understand how these anxieties, the stress, I just lost this big deal. Dude, feel that pain and lean into that shit. Why would you want to give away that pain? I use that pain when somebody burns me, when somebody screws me. I know people right now, they get screwed, so they go get drunk. Like somebody burns them or lies to them or they lose their best customer, they have their worst day. Like, I need to go have a drink. Dude, why don't you feel that and understand it and let it bother you? That's called being alive. Like, don't you want?
Sounds fun. Sounds like a really cool thing. This guy's life sounds terrible.
Oh, buddy. So, he is so desperately unhappy, just desperately unhappy, I believe, every moment of his life. I really think that it's a pretty cool piece of advice to say, hey, when someone makes you angry, take that anger, fucking hold it inside of you. And then unleash it on somebody later on. I mean, that is one of the most psycho things I've ever heard.
Yeah, you got to hold on to the pain of somebody fucking you over so that a little later on...
You can unleash it.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What happened?
Want to be alive? Like what? You only want to be sober when shit's good, and then when it's bad, you want to go get drunk? Well, that's stupid. Because if you're ever going to make it to any great level of life, you're going to have to go through a lot of hardship, okay? Which you can't be drinking when you're going through it. Matter of fact, you need to lean into it, feel it, and overcome it, and become great, okay? So substances and drinking, like, that's stupid, okay? And then I want to get into porn for a minute.
And I want to get into porn for a minute.
Like
this guy absolutely fucking is like obsessed with some of the most nasty porno ever, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He knows he can't say that, so let's listen to him lie now.
I should cut this, and it says Porn Elliot on the screen.
I'm going to tell you this, right? I think we're in an era right now that people literally get what they want the second that they want it, and that's why nobody has anything, all right?
The people get what they want the second they want it, and that's why nobody has anything.
That's one of those things that sounds like it means something, but I promise you it doesn't.
So if I right now was like, dude, I want to go and, you know, I want to feel good, so I'm going to go, like, watch some porn. Well, dude, first of all, that's fake. That's not real. So you're not.
I got to disagree. I mean, if you do a J.O. to porno, that's real.
Also, virtual, they have virtual reality. You can put on the headset even.
It's pretty, barely fake.
Pretty real. It's barely fake. Yeah.
I would call it barely fake.
Yeah.
Never going to have anything real in your life, and you set this standard that that's how I live. And what's crazy is that you get your endorphins firing off on porn instead of getting your endorphins firing off on watching you grow your bank account.
Okay. Oh, so I should be jacking off to my bank account. These guys really do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's like not even that silly to them, the idea of like masturbating at their bank balance.
It's funny to think of them being like, you're jerking off to porn, I'm jerking off to my bank account 3 times a day.
Yeah, thank you very much. I am thinking about all of the things I can do with my money, sexually and otherwise, and I am getting off.
It has to be hard to be broke and jerk off to your bank account. That's like
you could have a humiliation fetish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you look at your bank account, you're like, there's not enough money in there.
Oh, man, that makes me so hot.
Yeah, and then do some drugs. Maybe have a drink of beer.
Oh, okay. Buddy.
If you had to
have a drink of beer before you, J.O.? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's a night. I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a safe place, you have a drink of Pappy before you J.O.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the stuff, in my opinion. I keep clicking the wrong thing.
The choice right now, you're at home and you're about to log into your computer and you're like, dude, I'm going to watch porn or I'm going to go watch sales training or how to run a business or how to be a master closer or how to be a master communicator or how to be a public speaker.
And don't be a masturbator.
No.
What we're saying here. You're a master communicator, master sales. If you're sitting down right now and in your mind you have a boner and you want to watch porno, put one of my videos on.
Put one of my videos on.
I got huge nipples.
Watch my nipples. You'll finish still, but you'll be learning.
You can settle in to, you know, the porn. Yes, there's nipples on. You can look at women's nipples on porno all day, but I got nipples. And I teach you how to sell.
I got advice and nipples.
Yeah, which is nice. That's two things that I can offer you that a porno woman can't.
Or how to grow my brand or how to. Guys, I mean, I need you to understand this. If you go this road, number one, it just proves you're undisciplined. And then number two, if you went this road and you could say no to that, imagine if you could go through a season of saying no. Imagine if you had the power inside of you to tell your brain to shut the hell up and to say, we're not doing that. We're doing this. How powerful.
He's talking about jerking off the porno right now.
Yeah.
These guys all hate porno. It's so weird. And you know they're all watching it.
Yeah.
How powerful would that make you? How strong would that make you? How strong-willed would you become? You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine named Ed Milette, and he was saying that.
Well, you don't have to say his full name.
In this industry, that's what they do, though. You know what I mean? It's like par for the course.
Oh,
like,
he's dropping a name.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, is he going to say this guy jerks off all the time? Because
no, it's some other guy in the industry, you know, some other money guy or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Salesmen. These are sales guys.
Yeah.
And Andy Elliott, I think if you know, we're not counting Grant Cardone because he's kind of boring. He doesn't have any nipples. Andy Elliott's the top guy. Maybe. Top. I mean, he does only have 37,000 views on this.
I mean, Pena's kind of a sales guy too, right?
Oh yeah, I have a Pena Christmas video too. If we have time after this, It's only like a minute, and it is something, Chris.
People, they somewhere along the way lose their will to win. They get to a certain point, and then they sell out. Every day we need to be working on building our will.
That's a goal. It's called a goal. And when you get to your goal, achieving your goal is not selling out. You got to have like a goal, yeah, right? I know that's weird coming from me, who just said earlier that every goal I achieve, I just feel like I need another one. But you got to have a goal at some time, you know? I just realized Andy Elliott does roofing videos too, which is...
What?
Will?
Roofing Insights. So it's a roofing sales video. I'm going to be watching that because I used to be a roofer.
To say no to things that we want to do, but we know that aren't good for us. Is drinking alcohol good for us? No, say no. Is doing drugs good for you? No, say no. Listen,
wait a minute. Is he saying just say no?
Yeah. Just say no to drugs. He's literally doing the ad. What was that from? Like the 90s?
Nancy Reagan.
The 80s.
Yeah. Because it was like kindergarten when... They brought us all to the auditorium and we're like, hey, just say no, you know, like 5-year-olds were going to be doing heroin. But yeah,
by the way, I'm being a good leader.
You probably were thinking
about it. I wasn't there yet. I smoked weed when I was 12. That's the summer between 5th and 6th grade.
I smoked weed when I was 12 as well. Same age. Yeah.
You couldn't really get porno the same way when I was 12, or I'd have been jerking off all the time. It would have been crazy.
Do you right now? Okay, some of you may say, man, I can do that and get away with it. Yeah, but one day you're not. Okay, do you want to really keep running the edge? You want to really keep testing yourself and seeing how far you can get? Is that really what you want? Dude, why don't you say no to all that? And now you don't have anything to worry about. Take all that shit built up in you. Come over here, train your ass off.
Say no to anything that might give you pleasure. And then once you're past all that crap, pleasure, you know, you do your thing.
You do sales or whatever.
Yeah, you do sales all day. You get some cold calls in, Chris.
Yeah.
Build you a legacy. Now you don't have to walk.
You're right. This guy is acting like he's building foundations for houses or something when he's selling cars. Yeah. And actually, he's selling cars. He's not even selling the fucking cars.
Watch porn, you'll have the hottest chick in the world. You won't do drugs because your life will be, you'll be high because of how amazing it is. And then alcohol, dude, I'm drunk on life, man. Dude, literally, if you don't understand how great life is, dude, you're missing it. Say no to this stuff, say yes to this. So guys, as I'm building a massive business, we're building a massive following, I'm going to hit some topics sometimes that aren't normally the things that I talk about, but I want to talk to them with you because I know there's a lot of people giving a lot of bad shitty advice out there, and I don't want you to get caught up in any of it and get caught up in one of those lies or get.
I'm gonna make a response video to this and say I think you should jack off the porn 3 times a day, smoke weed when you're feeling it, you know. All right, you want to see Dan Pena, Chris?
Yeah.
You guys are gonna love Dan this on this Christmas video. I don't know if you would realize this, but Dan Pena has some ideas about how to celebrate Christmas that I find very interesting. It's only a 33-second video. Oh, come on. All right. Here we go, Chris. This is Dan. Old Dan Pena.
Merry Christmas to YouTube and all you poor fuckers out there. You know? And we're going to show, that's pan down. Move. That's what Christmas is supposed to look like, you poor fucks.
So he's pointing at a Christmas tree with presents underneath it.
Chris. And there's a couple just absolute fucking nerds in frame. Uh-huh. Just the nerdiest fucking guys you ever seen in your life.
The guys that go to the castle for the, and this is from the Facebook page, I love expensive things daily.
Yeah, I mean,
here he goes.
And if it doesn't look like it, there's about 300 presents here.
Nope, I can count those. And
there's not one. Even close to. There's like maybe 50.
Maybe 50 is the best. I will give it
300. You got a video playing, Dan.
We look like we're in the 20s, but that's fine.
If something ain't right, if your Christmas doesn't look like this.
All right, that's Dan Pena on Christmas, you poor fucks.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate that. Dan Pena, that just sort of at one of his, he's like, oh, you know, let's make a fucking video here. Like, someone's like, look at all those fucking presents. Then Dan Pena was like, yeah, that's what they should fucking look like, you poor fucks. And then everyone's like, that's good, Dan. Let's do a video, brother. Let's make this happen.
Well, we have one last thing to do here, Chris, that we talked about doing maybe earlier in the week. We did not finish Man Cow and Gorka, and there is more. So let's
wow.
Here we go. Here's
Man This Cow. Is a huge treat, everybody. This is for everyone who.
Okay, here we go.
I like being beat up. You know, I like being challenged.
Okay, hang on a second, though. Did we watch the entire interview with Gorka?
No, we didn't
Gorka?
Watch the whole video, but I was... Yeah, we watched the entire interview with Gorka. This is after the interview.
I see. Yeah, this is... Okay, great.
I can handle it. So my question is, you know, and I've been looking at Hungary and looking at Costa Rica, which I...
Yeah, we watched this part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Costa Rica is probably, what I'm hearing, is the best.
Okay.
And my wife is an Italian citizen, so I can go anywhere in
Europe. Okay, yeah, we did hear Italian citizen.
Yeah, we watched this part.
In Italy and watching the ocean and watching the world and just enjoying my final years with my beautiful wife is a nice concept, a nice idea. Will I do it? I don't know. But I like what he said. You got to be an American. You got to fight. And I have been fighting, folks. You know this. Come on.
No.
You can't even imagine the hell that I went through during that radio show.
Oh.
You can't even imagine. You have no concept. And so-and-so tells it like it is. No, they don't, or they wouldn't be on.
True.
There are certain things tonight that, you know. You okay over there?
What's he doing?
The Simpsons mic.
His mic's so fucked up, too.
We saw this part. We did see this part.
A couple of folks, you may remember, I interviewed him. I put him on here. It was a big deal and gave him lots of gifts and cooked a meal that I brought back some of the ingredients from Japan. And the guy
Wait a minute.
One time, I put him on here. It was a big deal and gave him lots of gifts and cooked a meal that I brought back some of the ingredients from Japan. And the
guy, we definitely did not hear that.
I think we might have. Hang on. Let's just keep watching now.
Yeah.
I didn't touch anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
I worked for a couple of days, you know. Anyway, I want to get to this. No, I think Sebastian Gorka calling me out just then was great. And I want to say that Roger Stone is a friend of mine.
This is the part. This is the last part.
And, this is where we stop. Yeah.
Did I respond strong enough?
No. You really weren't.
What do you do? What do you do? Roger is a friend of mine. I love Roger. I think he dresses cool.
That's one of my favorite lines.
And when somebody is doing that, I said, well, he's a friend of mine. And I let it go. And I fear that I didn't stick up for my friend enough.
You
and
definitely I did.
Think. Yeah.
100%.
I came off as weak. Sebastian's our guest. Why fight that?
Okay, this is where we ended, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Well, screw you. Roger Stone's my friend. I can't be angry all the time about everything.
You say that.
Silver Surfer, yeah. All the hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the 60s loved the Silver Surfer, the Marvel character. It's now going to be a woman. And they're saying it's probably going to be a black woman.
No.
I have no problem with women. I'm a flaming heterosexual. Yep. I have no problem.
We've heard.
These movies are just dying. I don't understand all the hatred towards Napoleon, by the way, folks. It's good.
Oh.
And probably the movie of the year is The Holdovers. And by the way, yes, I like women. But if you like women and you like men, but none of them like you, you're what's known as a buy yourself. So.
We didn't hear that.
We did not hear that joke.
Burned there. That was a joke on you.
On you. Anybody.
Not me. I'm not
everybody. Everybody.
All bi people.
Every bi person. That's a joke. And they ripped. He ripped. Hey, it was a good one.
He got you. He did get you.
Fuck. That was good.
Me, man. Imagine getting got by Man Cow.
Huh? Here you go. Yeah. France would not take our cell phones, would not allow our cell phones. So Apple said, well, we'll just lower the radiation. Why can't they do it to us? Why?
Wait. Okay. So now he's completely changed topics now to
France.
France and how they were able to get rid of some of the radiation. So why can't we?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Why can't they lower the radiation in our cell phones? I know too many people with brain cancer right now, and you have to wonder if it's not this. See, that's a guy that was raised in the 70s and 80s.
Okay, doing the hand thing.
Doing the hand phone hand thing.
Phone thing, yeah. It looks kind of like Hang Loose.
He is absolutely – this is great because – he's trying to do his like man cow shtick here and like do his whole fucking persona, but it is a shadow of the full man cow because he is hurt right now and he is second guessing himself, and it really comes through.
I know. This is the I've never seen him like this.
No.
This is a phone. Who would do that? As a phone. No, he would do this now, aren't they?
Good bit.
And then say something crazy. Someone in Congress spoke before Congress. I would have spoken longer, but nobody was there. But
wait, sorry.
Joking. He said he spoke before Congress and then said I would have done it longer, but friggin' nobody was there.
Oh, before it even started, before the session started.
Yep.
It wasn't in session and it wasn't January 6th, please. But they were just openly talking about 5G phones being weaponized, which is something I talked about years ago. And it was, of course, very funny.
Okay.
So he's saying that now the jokes he was making, imagine that years later, have become reality.
Yeah. Yeah. And he saw them at Congress was talking about it. He was at Congress.
Well, he heard about it.
I hope you're waking up to the fact, I'm sure you are, you wouldn't be watching, that this government doesn't care about you. You know, I had a friend, Michael, who
bummed out, man.
That was like a muffled little cough. Oh, go back 10 seconds. Hit a 10-second back. Let's...
Waking up to the fact, I'm sure you are, you wouldn't be watching, that this government doesn't care about you. You know, I had a friend, Michael, who really would...
Oh, no, he was doing a bit there.
Oh,
believe every stripper was in love with him, and then the money would run out, and she wouldn't call, and he couldn't figure it out. You ever meet those guys?
No. Nope.
Guys that thought strippers liked them? Yeah. Yeah. That's the same guy that thinks the government gives a shit about him. They don't. They don't. Cool. And I don't know what party you're part of, but if your party, if you're a rhino Republican or whatever, and you think it's okay for men in dresses...
Oh, no.
To read storybooks to children. Part of that party, whatever that is.
What?
Yeah. I woke up last night. There was vegetables all over the bed chopped up. I was sleepwalking. Sleepwalking. That joke goes out to Robert Fleischman.
Fuck me. Wait. Dude. He is a mess.
Wait, man. What is that joke?
I woke up and there were vegetables in my bed.
I was sleepwalking like W-O-K.
Oh! I didn't even get it.
Yeah, that's what that is. So now he's just like peppering in these old street jokes to try to like keep it up because he can't like get excited in the way he normally does or do his. So he's just throwing in these half-ass street jokes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I had a Kaiju Galloping Ghost Otak America show. And oh, there it is. There's me and Doc Mac.
When they put a picture up. I can't get enough of them putting up a portrait picture.
The framing of it is so bad.
Yeah, and it's over his face.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. Ralph, how nice of you to put that up. We had a very nice turnout. It was out by the Brookfield Zoo, and this was a gift from Doc Mac, and it's a son of Godzilla from long ago in Japan. How cool is that? So... this is the Lion's Den. I hope you knew that before you tuned in. This is where the angels and devils find their true upside tonight. Me and part man, part monkey, part mystery, and then angels and devils are playing tug of war with my personality. I hope you will keep me in your prayers. I
just got destroyed. You
know, I'm an American. I'm an American, and I will continue to fight. And I like what he had to say.
Oh.
And
I'm an American.
I saw somebody today, a guy that more and more people want our automobiles to be controlled.
Wait, what?
They want a set speed limit.
Wait, what? What was that sentence? I saw a guy today who more and more people want our cars to be controlled.
He's so confused and just he's really, he should have ended the
show. He should have, but yeah. I think he recognized it would be too obvious if you ended right away, you know?
Yeah.
So he like is trying to keep it going to make it seem like he wasn't that thrown off, but it's not working.
They don't want us to speed. And what kind of a cuck son of a bitch, beat boot edge wannabe would come up with that, huh? Your speed controlled. Can you imagine?
No.
Slavery, man. Slavery. That's what they want for. Prison planet. Maybe my friend Alex was right. Maybe David Icke was right. Have you seen the Mountain Dew ad? If you haven't seen it, go to my Instagram where the people look in the mirror and they see reptiles, the reptilians, the shapeshifters. Billy Corgan has talked about his experience. And I'm telling you, people that haven't gone public.
Hang on. I thought this was just a bunch of bullshit. You telling me fucking Billy Corgan smashing pumpkins in NWA has led his fucking name to this cause?
Never mind.
I might actually start taking note of this now.
He did throw Billy Corgan as a source.
Yeah. Told me stories. Do I believe it? Here's the honest to God answer. I don't know. But people I love very close to me have told me about these things. And I'm telling you, some people have taken me aside. And it reminds me of the scene in Donald Sutherland's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Not him in the Chinese laundry, I think it is, or restaurant. That's not him.
Don't do that. Bang Chow, that's in poor taste.
God, man.
And these people talk about horrific things.
He's out of line.
Arrests of Venezuelans are up 2,538% in Chicago.
Wait.
Arrests of Venezuelans are up 235% in Chicago. I'm surprised you don't even know this. It was all over the news.
He is just... I need to see how he ends.
He's flailing, Chris. It's crazy. That's a... We're almost...
Heartbreaking what's going on. Heartbreaking.
Yep. We're all hurt. Say something.
Sebastian got me thinking, huh? He was a great guest, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
He cucked you.
I give thanks to
you. Sebastian got me thinking. Yeah, he sure did. He got you thinking about how much of a fucking fraud you are, and he got you thinking about everything you've done up until this point, and you're still thinking about it right now, and it's causing you to not be able to do a fucking show.
Thanks, Mark Farner, thank you. Robert Fleischman, I see, is tuned in. And Michael Webdell. Dr. Ronnie is checking in. This is nice. Jim Peterick.
We're having a nice time.
This is all good.
It's all good. Brian?
God bless all of you, and let's keep up the good fight. And if you have any advice for me or anything you want to say, please reach me through Instagram.
If you have he's never asked for advice. I've never heard him ask for advice. He's totally second-guessing himself here. If you have advice for me and you want to tell me how to be better, send me a message.
We're like 1 second.
Shadow banned. It's hard to get to me, but you figure out which one is me. You'll see.
Whoa.
We are live.
10 seconds back. Sorry. 10 seconds back. Banned.
It's hard to get to him.
Want to say.
You know the third in charge at Yelp told him he's never seen such shadow banning.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Please reach me through Instagram. And I'm much blocked, I'm much shadow banned. It's hard to get to me, but figure out which one is me. You'll see. And we are live right now. This is Man Cow Monday Night Live. And again, much love. God bless you all. And sorry for the glitch at the beginning there, but what a great guest. Wow. Way better than I thought it could be or would be. That was a nice surprise. As my mom used to say, shut up. And I'm going to do that.
That ending was so bad. That was so creepy and weird. He should have just ended after the Gorka thing.
Yeah, that was one of his worst endings ever. He's like, listen, send me a message if you have any advice on how I can rebuild myself as a person.
Well, we are going to be back next week with something, of course. And have a good week, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.